outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday, May 16th. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello, Sam.
Always here. I can always count on you being here. That's a good thing.
Here. Of course. I love coming to see you every morning. You think I'm just not going to show up? I'm like, yeah, I'm sick of him today.
Yeah.
I don't want to come in.
I know. Well, sometimes I'm very tired in the morning, and I'm like, do I want to go in? Do I not want to go in?
But don't leave me hanging.
Yeah, no, but the common sense makes me get up and
I know. After a long weekend, it's hard, I have to say.
Because it doesn't matter. I mean, I can sleep in for another 2 hours. I'll still be tired, you know? So it doesn't matter. It's always hard to get up.
What time do you go to bed?
Last night, I actually went to bed at midnight, which is not too bad, you know?
Oh, so you go to bed late.
Yeah, well, okay. Sometimes I go to sleep at 1, 1:30.
Oh, wow,
Is midnight late to go to
sleep?
Well,
I mean, I wouldn't say, you know.
I mean, I get up at 8. That's 8 hours of sleep. That should be plenty,
know.
You know?
I just thought you went to bed like at like 10 or something or 11.
Are you kidding? No.
You crazy man.
Yeah. No, we have to work at night. Are you kidding? I mean, there's stuff behind the scenes that we have to do.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
That's right. You have
to. So it keeps me up. And then, you know, you want to catch up on some quality time, TV, whatever, munch a little bit.
Read.
Well, yeah.
Are you done with the book yet? The Steven Tyler book?
No, not yet, man. I'm halfway through it.
I want to know. You just said it was okay, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. You know, I get to the part where he's having sex all over the place and stuff.
And now it gets good.
Now it gets good.
Of course.
I mean, I can't believe the shit that rock stars go through, you know? I mean, it's amazing. It's just amazing.
Unreal. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to be a rock star in my next life for sure.
Yeah?
I would, yeah. But I just can't do, like, the whole drugs and alcohol and all that. I don't know. That's a hard lifestyle.
Yeah, it is, you know, but I mean, sometimes you need those drugs to keep you going, you know. I mean, it's a very rigorous schedule that they have when they go touring and shit like that, you know.
Well, I went to, on Saturday night, I went out with my lawyer, who is just, he's amazing. Yeah. He is this 70. I thought he was like 56, Sam.
Really?
And I find out on Saturday he's 70. And
really?
I was like, what? And he's just this great, like, he's this great Jewish man, really funny, really just talks. And he's did my divorce, and he's just amazing, right? So he asked me to go to this show at the Roxy on Saturday because this girl that he, okay, let me just sum this up for you. My lawyer is not only does law, he is a dog show handler, judge of German Shepherds, and he's a magician.
I see.
So I'm like, he's just, you know, he does everything.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he's known this girl, Christina, who's this singer in the band. She's from Michigan. He's known her since she was 15 because she used to be a dog show handler and German Shepherds. So that's how he met her. So anyway, he kept in touch over the years. She's going to move out here. She's possibly going to be one of his clients. So he's like, he calls me up and he's like, look, my wife doesn't want to go to this. Will you go? And I'm like, of course I'll go. Like, he's helped me out greatly. Like, absolutely. I didn't even have to think twice about it. So I go with him. He picks me up in his red Mercedes and we go. And first of all, I'm the one that's tired. He's like ready to rock and he never goes to bars or anything and he doesn't drink or anything. And his client is the opening act and she's awesome. She's kind of punky, a little poppy. But she was going crazy on stage. Like, her presence, I mean, she was all over the place. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, is this girl on drugs to be doing that? Like, I was literally thinking that. Like, I think she maybe was, I don't want to give her a bad rap at all because I don't even know if she does drugs.
Right.
But maybe that's just her.
Yeah.
And that was her show, which was amazing. But she was really, really talented. But I was thinking about that. I'm like, does she have to, is she on something to be going nuts like that?
Yeah. Who knows?
I have no idea. But yeah. I just think about that with rock stars. If you're going to go all the time for your shows are what, 2 hours sometimes? Mm-hmm. Like, always on?
Right.
Are they on something?
I don't know. That's the lifestyle, you know. What are you going to say, you know? Hold on. We have a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello?
Nobody wants to talk to us.
Yeah. Maybe they hung up just as I picked up because it's been ringing for a while.
Oh.
But, yeah, you know, I mean, I think they need drugs in order to...
You think?
Yeah. I think so. Plus, it's part of the lifestyle, you know. Although, I mean, I'm not saying that they necessarily do it. But
right.
It's just something that goes with it, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to say every rock star does it because all of a sudden we're going to get calls
just
and
about
emails.
It.
But, I mean, I would think that if you're up, you know, like, you're up all night, you're partying, like, after the show, because it just doesn't end there.
Right.
Like, you party with fans, groupies, whatever, you're having sex. Like, it's got to be... It's got to be awesome, but I don't know. I mean, that would take a toll on you.
Yeah.
But look at Keith Richards. I mean, Jesus, how many drugs has that guy done in his day?
Yeah. What I don't understand is how he writes a biography. How can he possibly remember what the hell happened in his life? I mean, I don't remember. I don't know how people write biographies. I mean, they get so specific. They remember what people say, word for word. It's all bullshit, you know? I think people just make it up. There's no way you can remember these things.
I don't remember anything.
I know.
I don't remember
either.
What I did yesterday.
I know.
I agree with that, actually. Because if you think back, I read a biography. Wait, is it? An autobiography?
Autobiography is when you write it yourself.
Okay, so I read an autobiography about a German actor. Do you remember Klaus Kinski? Anyway, and never mind.
The name is familiar, but I don't know who
the hell
he
is. You would probably see some of his stuff, but amazing actor. He wrote an autobiography.
Uh-huh.
And I felt the same way. I mean, it's amazing.
Right.
And all he does is talk about sex in there and how, like, he started off having sex with his sister when he was younger, which is disturbing. But, like, maybe... when you're German, maybe that's the thing to do. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But he remembers every little detail. And I'm sitting there like, do you really remember?
Right.
Or are you just saying this?
They're making it up. I don't know.
I don't remember.
It's hard to believe they remember all that stuff, especially Keith Richards, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, how do you... Even Steven Tyler, how the hell do you remember what the hell you did?
No, you're so... And especially if they're doing the drugs that they... claim, like, because Keith Richards is out about it. He says he's done a ton of drugs, you know?
Right.
Like, how do you even remember?
Yeah, I don't know.
You got to be that.
Maybe you have people that remind you, you know? But that's why I take biographies with a grain of salt, you know?
I agree with that. So how was your weekend, anyway?
The weekend was good, you know, quiet as usual. And did you realize it really poured rain Saturday night, like between Saturday and Sunday?
I
was awakened by the rain. It was so loud, you know?
I didn't hear it until like 6 in the morning, but we woke up and Megan's car was... She didn't have the top on her.
Oh, God.
On her Jeep.
Really?
Soaked the inside of her car.
Yeah,
and we were like, oh, my God. But it happens to her a lot, so she's used to it. But, yeah, that's when we realized that it rained a ton because her car was soaked. But, yeah.
Which is so unusual, you know. I mean, it's been hot here. And now
it's cold.
Yeah,
and
now
it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yeah, tomorrow and Wednesday, supposedly, so.
Okay. Well, I love the rain. I don't mind it because we're not going to have any for a while once the summer hits,
right.
You know.
I like thunderstorms.
You said that.
Oh,
that's right.
God, I miss that.
Yeah.
But this rain out here, I think, sucks.
Yeah.
It's not rain. It's a drizzle.
It's not.
I want, like, big storms. I want hail, rain. I want, you know, thunder, lightning. I want the whole works.
Yeah.
And that stuff doesn't scare me.
We'll put in a request
for you. All right. Can you do that for me? Thanks, Sam. Oh, my God. So yesterday, though... I went and saw, oh my God, Bridesmaids. Did you see previews for that new movie?
No, is it new?
Oh, Jesus.
Bridesmaids?
Yeah, okay, so Kristen Wiig, who's an SNL actress, I don't know. I'm sure if you saw her, you would know.
Right.
But really, really funny actress. She's one of the stars. Another girl from SNL, why can't I think of her name right now, but it'll come to me. She's in it. And a couple other people that you've seen. It is so funny.
Really?
She actually wrote it, too. She was one of the writers, Kristen Wiig was. It is so funny. I couldn't even believe it. Like, I thought it was going to be funny, but I did not think it was going to be this funny. I'm telling you, everybody out there, if you have a chance to go see it, please go see it, because it is remarkable. Yeah. I was laughing from beginning to end.
Right.
And I think it appeals to everybody. I think.
It does? Because it sounds like a chick flick,
no? I know it does. Well, yeah. Bridesmaids, come on.
Yeah.
But no, I have to say, I think it appeals to everybody, because it's a little raunchy at times. It kind of goes overboard, like, to guy humor.
Right.
Like, there was a lot of guys there yesterday, and people were just dying laughing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is so good. I would see it again in a heartbeat. I'm not going to, you know, ruin anything for you guys, but...
Thank you.
Loved it.
Thank you.
Just saying.
Yeah. I tried to watch The Hangover over the weekend on video. Didn't like it. Couldn't even get into it after 10 minutes, you know. I felt I've seen this movie like a million times, you know. The same kind of movie.
Oh, my.
It's not the first time that they've done this, you know. Going to Vegas, getting crazy, road trips, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know. It didn't. But, you know, I guess some people love that movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Really?
I loved it because even if it's been done before in what you're saying, I loved it because these guys had no idea what happened. Like,
right.
They were so messed up.
Right.
And they woke up, and they were just trying to figure out one night. Like, it was that crazy.
I see.
And I'm sure we've all had those nights.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, not with drugs, but, like, alcohol. I've had a few. But it, oh, my God, I love that movie. I don't know about Hangover 2, though. It looks like the exact same thing.
Really?
It looks like the exact same thing.
Yeah, I mean, what else are they going to do with it, you know?
Nothing.
Go back to Vegas and do the same thing
exactly.
Over?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think it should have been done, but who knows? I mean, they could pull it out and say it, and it could be amazing.
Yeah.
I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go on record saying that.
Yeah. But you'll probably go see it because you like the first one.
And I love Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's so hot. I can't even take it. Mm. Oh. No, you're like, meh, okay.
Yeah. Is he with Jennifer...
Jennifer Aniston?
Aniston right now?
So
no?
They say. Who
yeah.
knows? I don't know if that's really true. I've also heard he's gay, and that makes me cry. But who knows?
Makes you cry.
I'm serious. I heard he's gay, and I want to cry.
Yeah, like you'd have him if he wasn't.
Oh,
you know?
If he is gay,
I mean,
still have
I'm
him.
Sure
Let's
you could
honest.
Get him, but I don't know that he'd ever find you.
Sammy, why do you have to ruin it? Crush my dream. God, it's 10 o'clock on Monday, and you already crushed my dream of being with Bradley Cooper.
Well, it's an unusual dream.
He is hot. I have to say, though, did you see Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
Okay, did you like it?
Yeah, it was
okay.
good.
I did not think he was attractive in that movie.
No.
And not only because he was just like a jerk, but his haircut, I don't know what it was. But when I first started thinking he was hot was in The Hangover, and I was like, hello, Bradley. I was so into him. But then he was dating Renee Zellweger.
Zellweger,
which was,
yeah.
She's a mess and a half. I feel like she's become a complete caricature of herself.
Really?
I don't know what she does with her face. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever watched her?
No. Well, not recently.
Okay.
I don't know.
She was so beautiful in Jerry Maguire.
Right.
Like,
right.
Gorgeous woman. In Empire Records, she was amazing. And then all of a sudden, she started to, like, make weird faces. I don't know what it was. And I feel like, I can't even really say, like, what I think of her. But I find her so off-putting now that I can't even watch her as an actress.
Yeah.
But I loved her when she was younger. I thought she was stunning and whatever. But
yeah. Well, that's strange.
I didn't realize
that. Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't really follow the stars that closely, so I wouldn't notice what she does with her face, you know?
I don't know if anybody knows even what I'm talking about, if I'm making any sense to anybody out there. But she's gotten so weird to me. And then seeing, like, her and Bradley together was bizarre.
Oh, yeah?
Then it makes me think, okay, maybe he is gay because he would date her. Not to be mean, but I'm like, maybe he really is gay. But now he's with Jennifer Aniston, and she's gorgeous, and, you know,
yeah,
so.
He's not gay.
She's dated every single.
I know. Available
hot,
guy, huh?
Like, star.
Yeah.
Brad and then John. Why am I blanking on his name? Singer. What's his name? You have no idea who I'm talking about.
No.
You're just like, shut the hell up, Steph. What is his name? Oh my God. The singer. John Mayer. Jesus.
Oh, John
okay.
Mayer. Okay.
Yeah, she dated him for a really long
See,
time.
See, I barely know him. That's why I didn't realize
Do you know of John Mayer, though?
I know of him because she went out with him. That's about it. I don't know who the hell he is.
Yeah, okay. He's my sister-in-law is obsessed with him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
He really is. Talented, you know,
yeah.
The whole works. Probably messed up, too. Who knows?
Yeah.
They all are. Speaking of messed up actors,
yeah.
Like my segue, Ashton Kutcher. No, I'm just kidding. He's probably really normal. He is joining Two and a Half Men.
Two and a Half Men. It's confirmed.
He is. It is confirmed, which,
yeah.
You know, it could be good.
It could be. It could be.
It could be a complete
yeah.
disaster, too.
They asked Charlie Sheen. He said something to the effect of,
I think.
You
I,
know, he's funny, he's good, but wait a minute, so am I.
No, this is it. Yeah,
right?
You're right. He said, Kutcher is a sweetheart and a brilliant comedic performer. Mm. Oh, wait, so am I.
Yeah.
Coach Sheen.
Yeah, paraphrased word for word.
Enjoy
didn't
the show, America. Enjoy seeing a 2.0 in the demo every Monday. Wow. He is just, man, he loves himself.
He does.
I wonder what he's going to, somebody's got to snatch him up. With all this hype behind him,
right?
He's going to sell. I mean, I'm wondering.
Yeah, but some people may not want to touch him, you know?
I think Fox will pick him up.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's Fox.
Yeah, Fox,
you know,
picks up anybody, right?
Exactly. Fox will pick me up. Come on now. Who are we kidding? No, but I kind of am excited to see. Apparently, John Cryer is jazzed, quote unquote,
oh, really?
About him coming. I can't
he's
see
happy
him
about
saying
it.
I
yeah.
guess I don't know.
Yeah.
But
possibly.
Who knows? I mean, it could be really good.
Yeah.
I think Ashton's funny.
Yeah, I think he'll. Yeah, I think it'll be good. It's not going to be the same show, but.
No.
You know, I'm just curious to see whether it's going to work or not, whether they'll pull it off or not.
I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping for the best here.
Yeah.
I hope that they do. I hope they pull it off, but. You know, you just don't know.
Yeah.
With such a star like him, and he was the show.
Right.
You know?
Right. He was the show. What are they going to do? Bring Ashton and call him Charlie on the show?
No, they said, I guess.
He's going to be a different character.
I think he's going to be a different. He's not expected. Yeah. It says he's not expected to be a direct replacement for Sheen's.
Right.
Yeah. For Sheen.
Because that would be stupid.
Well, who would buy it?
Yeah.
I mean.
Exactly.
You know, I'm curious as to how they'll write him. Maybe it's his brother.
Yeah.
His other brother.
Yeah, they'll find a different character. I mean, do you remember when Charlie Sheen replaced Michael J. Fox on Spin City?
You know what? I vaguely do remember that.
Yeah.
Who was he supposed to be?
I used to love Spin City, you know, and Michael J. Fox had to leave because he got sick.
Yeah.
And Charlie Sheen came in and just played a different character. He was also Charlie on the show, believe
was
it or
he?
Not. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't
he loves
really
himself,
it.
This guy.
He does.
He really
He's
does.
He's obsessed with himself. Well, I have to say this. Okay, so when you're on set and people don't really, if you're not in the business,
right.
People don't really understand, but okay, I'm not Charlie Sheen. I'm not his status by any means.
Oh, really?
But thanks, Sam. Oh, really? You're an ass.
Well, you have to clarify that.
Just so you all know, I'm not Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
But when you're on set, you have so many yes people around you.
Mm.
Like, I get whatever I want. And I'll come on as a guest star or recurring or whatever. And I'm not even somebody like Charlie Sheen that's making one or 2 million an episode,
right?
You know, and with you when your life, you've grown up on set pretty much because of his father and
right.
his family that he's in. You have all these people around you telling you you're so amazing,
right.
And yes, whatever you want, you know, that
yeah,
kind of a thing.
Your ass.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Nobody likes anybody that much. They're saying yes because they have to, because they're getting paid.
Yeah.
So you know what? Get your head out of your ass and realize that these people don't like you. Like, I am not by any means under some, you know, assumption that everybody on the set loves me when I walk on. They're nice to me because
right.
they have to be.
I see.
You know, but
right.
I understand why actors get so in their own world.
Yeah,
so
full
fucked
of themselves,
up.
Huh?
Because everything around you is, yes, what do you need? What do you need?
Right.
Like, if I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. They're like, oh, wait, I'll go to the bathroom for you. And I'm like, you know what? I think I could go to the bathroom. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, here, can I wipe your ass for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, exactly. I need to go get water. I just want to stretch. Got out of my trailer. And they're like, what do you need? Like, somebody's like right outside my trailer. I'm like, they're like, what do you need? I'm like, I just need to go get water. We'll get it. I'm like, but I want to walk around. Like, I don't
right.
need to sit in my trailer all day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not Tom Cruise.
So that's their job. That's what they tell them to do, I guess, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, these
yeah.
people are, you know, they're paid to take care of us, the
right.
talent, you
yeah.
know? So
there
it's
you
just.
Go. Enjoy it.
It's,
embrace
no,
it.
No, trust me. I love it. I'm appreciative
yeah.
of it. But I'm saying, like, I understand why he thinks he's amazing.
Yeah.
Because he's been doing this for
him, yeah.
years and years. But you know what I find interesting? He was getting, what, 2 million an episode?
Yeah, about
or something?
2 million, I think.
They're saying that Ashton's coming on with 1 million an episode.
Yeah, well, he hasn't proven himself yet, you know.
But I find that weird, because how much does John Cryer get?
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he gets 1 million, too. A million, million know. Five
I,
or something.
Something like that. Because
yeah.
if I'd Who be knows? Pissed if I was John, and all yeah. of a sudden some asshole kid's coming on, and he's getting more money than me.
Making more money, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
But John Cryer knows that Ashton Kutcher is bigger than he is.
Well.
But you're right. I mean, I can see
but
where
you know,
he'd be
disappointed.
But
wouldn't you be a little bit, like, yeah. I'd feel a little
Except,
bit.
Except, you know, I mean, he's, at least his show is going to stay on.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, he's happy about that.
Yeah, you know, he could end up with nothing.
Well, know? He could live for a long time with what he's making, though. I mean, it's, you know, all the residuals and everything. I think he's doing well for himself.
He'll do well, huh?
Yeah, and he's a really yeah. nice guy. I mean, both of them. Like I said, even Charlie was nice when I worked with him.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I only worked with him for a week, so.
Yeah, you never
know. I didn't
know.
Get to, you know, I didn't sleep with him or anything, so yeah. I didn't know him on that level.
Okay. You had to clarify that.
Just so you all know, I was not one of his whores. Because I know everybody was thinking out there that maybe, Steph, maybe you were. Just so you know, I wasn't. I'm glad you laugh at my joke, Sam.
Yeah, it's funny.
So Trump is not running for
presidency. Yeah, that just came up.
I know. Thank God.
Trump
would you
is
vote
not
him for
running.
Him?
No, I would not have voted for him. I don't know. But it also depends on who else is running, you know. But,
right.
yeah, but you know what? Analysts said he was not going to run. He just wanted the attention.
Oh,
and I
really?
Guess they were right, yeah.
What attention for what? Like, he doesn't have enough?
Yeah,
he
well,
like
that's...
He's a gazillionaire. He's got
yeah,
a...
Yeah, I mean, there's someone who's full of himself, you know?
Agreed.
Yeah.
I agree.
But he doesn't give a shit about anybody, and he gets what he wants, and you have to admire that, you know?
To a point, I do.
Yeah.
I do to a point. I don't feel like somebody who's so full of himself, I don't know. I don't care what, like, this is my opinion.
Yeah.
My own opinion. I feel like no matter what you do or how good looking you are,
right.
how much money you have, I do not feel that anybody is better than anybody else.
Mm.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
And I can't handle when people treat other people as such, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so he's a good businessman. Good for him. I applaud that. I think
yeah.
it's great. He's got a hot wife. He's got a son. You know what? He's got a great TV show. I don't watch it, but apparently people love it.
Yeah.
But you know what? He acts like he is God.
Yeah.
That's what I have a hard time with.
Yeah. Well, I think we would, too, if we had that kind of money. You know? I mean, there's another person that people kiss his ass all the time. And, you know, he's got more money than God. And, you know, he can do whatever he wants. So, you know, I don't know that I would be like that, you know, because I'm usually mm-hmm. not like that. But
right.
maybe that kind of a position, you know, with so much money, so much attention, so many people kissing your ass.
I'm sure it's hard to know. Balance. But I'm saying, look, we all came from the same place. We're all going to the same place.
Right.
It's
and
just,
we all go to the bathroom the same way.
Exactly.
We
all put our pants
our
on
ass
the same
off,
way.
Yeah.
It's not. Yes, but I understand. I mean, money is power, man. It's got to be a complete rush.
Yeah.
But he went bankrupt. Do you remember that?
Yes,
like at the
I
beginning
did.
Of his
yeah.
career?
Yeah, a couple of times he lost everything and he came back.
Yeah, and hey, that's great. But you know what? There's you gotta have some humility there. Like, you can lose it at any time.
Right.
You're human.
Yeah.
You're not a superhero. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's got... I don't know. But,
yeah.
Okay, I'll get off
Well,
my...
maybe some people are more human than others. I don't know.
Whatever. Not like I don't make mistakes, because I do. Because I'm not saying anything that I've made all the right choices in my life. But, you know, I don't.
Yeah.
I just have a problem with that.
Yeah. I just like to know what it's like to live like that, you know?
Just for a day.
Yeah, just for a day.
If you could be anyone, Sam, who would you be for one day?
Oh, I don't know. Never thought about that one.
No?
No, I don't know. Who would I want to be?
I don't know
Steven
either.
Tyler.
Okay. Jesus. Really?
I don't know. Who people. Gets a lot of chicks? I don't know. Who
gets a lot of chicks? I love that that's all that's
all that matters. Yeah,
you're
that's
so,
it.
You're so
I don't
funny.
Care about money. I don't care about anything.
You just
else.
Want chicks.
Just give me a lot of chicks and that'll be fine.
There we go.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. You see, there's another person who appreciates women. Did you hear that the IMF chief... You know, the IMF is the International Monetary Fund.
Okay.
And it's like the world's bank. Sort
okay.
Of.
Okay.
So the IMF chief was arrested on alleged attempted rape.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He was in a hotel in New York, and apparently he was chasing down a housekeeper down the hall. A 32-year-old.
Shut
up. He was chasing her down the hall. So I guess they consider it attempted rape.
Oh.
So I think this is like a fucking big deal. I mean, this guy was like going to run in France for president. And, you know, so there's there's abuse of power. There's abuse of power.
I
you know?
Agree with
but
that.
What I'm saying to you is that you see men, it doesn't matter what position, it doesn't matter who they are. You know, they see pussy and they go crazy, you know?
Like, it's also just, I have to feel, it's not even just a woman's body.
Right.
It's a power thing.
It's not about the sex, right?
It becomes a power thing. Right. I feel.
Yeah.
And that's hard. Like, as a woman, and me speaking as a woman, like, I don't like to sleep with men. If I meet a man who's really arrogant and really egotistical, anything, you know what I mean, that thinks that he can get anyone, I am right. So turned off.
Yeah.
Because, A, I already know the sex is going to be awful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A guy that into himself, I already know the sex is going to be awful. Because you know why? Because he doesn't care about you. He doesn't care.
Right.
He just wants to get off and come, and that's it. And you know what? Good for him. But I don't have to take. Don't have to partake in that. I want to be with somebody who wants to be with me.
Yeah.
You know. So already I know he's going to be terrible in bed. So why am I going to waste my time? Because he looks good.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I'm not that. I'm sorry. I'm not that stupid. Yeah. I might be stupid in a lot of things, guys. But that I'm not stupid about. But I feel like it is a power thing for a lot of men. It's got to be.
Yeah. And yeah, because there's a lot of men in power that seem to be self-destructing like that.
Yeah.
You know. It's always about the sex. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, men can go crazy when they're hungry for sex, you know?
And you got to keep it in check.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not by any means, endorsing or, agreeing with what he did. I mean, you know, to force yourself on anybody is obviously not the right thing to do. But he may have just gone crazy. He saw a cute housekeeper. He's like...
Is he married?
Give me some.
Well, look at all the... Well, I'm not going to say... I don't even know how many priests were accused of molestation in the Catholic Church. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
When you take it away or somebody doesn't have it, I mean, is this guy not having sex? Is he not married? Like, who knows? Or is it just he's... I mean, look at then Kobe Bryant, who raped that...
Right. That girl.
I don't know. I don't think he really raped her.
You don't think so? You think she wanted...
Okay. Yeah. Really?
Kobe Bryant.
I'm going to say... Yeah. I mean, this guy, maybe not. Maybe I wouldn't jump into bed with this guy. Uh-huh. The IMF guy, whatever his name is.
Uh-huh.
Kobe Bryant, I think that most women would be like, oh my God, it's Kobe Bryant.
Right.
And he's a good-looking guy.
Right.
I don't know. I wouldn't jump in bed with him.
No.
I think he's kind of an ass.
Yeah, you don't like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's a great ball player.
Yeah.
That's it. That's where it ends for me.
Yeah.
I don't think he's... Other than that, I don't care.
Do you think you'd still feel that way if he hadn't been arrested for that?
To be honest, I know that sounds crappy.
Right.
It has very little to do with that.
Right.
When I watch him play basketball, I think he's so just about him.
Right.
But then again, I'm like, you know, I grew up watching Michael Jordan, so I'm all about Jordan. And I think Jordan was like the best player ever. And we saw him win. Like, we had tickets to the Bulls. We still do. But, you know, like, I feel like he was a team player. And Kobe, I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
I'm not denying, though, how talented he is as a basketball. He is amazing.
Mm.
I just don't care to watch him.
Yeah.
I think he's such a show-off.
Yeah.
Now people are...
I really
don't
care about basketball.
Oh, I love sporting events.
Do you
like
really?
Going to sport at all?
No, no.
Oh, I love it.
Now, let me ask you this. You said you used to be into sports and stuff when you were young, right? Into running? Or?
Oh, I was track. Yeah,
yeah,
I was
track,
sports and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, but I was a dancer, baton twirler, synchronized swimmer, piano, golf.
Yeah.
Everything. Everything.
I can imagine you as a synchronized swimmer.
Shut your mouth. I hate you. Yes, I had to wear like one of those
caps.
And then the nose plug.
I was
so hot, let me tell you. I was so sexy during that time in my life. It's so many guys after me. No, I did it for like 5 years competitively.
Wow.
Yeah, Gina, the one you met, her and I did it because we talked
you
about it.
You did it together.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know what? It was fun.
Yeah.
We can still do tricks in the water if we go swimming. So stupid.
We can
do tricks in the water as we're like when we go in pools and so it's so retarded because that's a talent that most people want.
So did you enjoy being into sports like track and all that?
Yeah, I was only, I would say my sports consisted of running and golf.
Right.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yes, I was more of a dancer, but since I had three brothers and my dad was a basketball coach, still is, and all my brothers play and coach and stuff, I loved being around sports.
Right.
I loved
it. Yeah, no wonder. Yeah, you've been around it.
I love going to sporting events. I would say my favorite sporting events are obviously basketball. Mm. I love going to football games and baseball.
Yeah, football is fun.
But I've been to golf and hockey, and I've never been to a professional soccer game, and I really would like to go.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, in Europe, that's where you should go, you know?
Well, I'd rather just go see David Beckham, to be honest.
Oh, I see. Okay. Excuse me.
Come on now, because he's such a good ball player. Uh-huh. Or just to see him with his shirt
off.
Sure. I'm sorry. He is a amazing-looking man.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He looked good at the wedding.
Oh, God. I know, and his wife didn't. What's happening there? How did that get set up?
I don't know. Right?
But you know he cheats on her left and right. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. I don't know. Who knows? I would think a guy looking that good.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, he's an athlete. He makes, how much money does he make? Just millions of dollars.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And he's not even that talented.
Yeah. You have to wonder why these people get married in the first place, man. They could get any woman they want,
exactly.
You know. But I guess people have that tendency to pair up, you know, to be with someone else to share their lives, you know.
But
maybe
you're right, though.
Inbred, you know.
But you're right. Like, what is the reason? Why do they feel like they need to get married if they're going to go cheat?
Yeah. Because I guess they want a family just like everyone else, you know. They're normal people.
Just go impregnate
maybe,
some
yeah.
women.
Yeah.
Just go impregnate all over the place. You'll have many families.
Exactly.
Just saying, he can afford it. Child support, he can do it. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I agree. I mean,
yeah.
I think that it's crazy if people cheat like that.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe they just don't think that they're going to rise to such a huge stardom, such power. And, you know, once they get there, then they start like Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, his wife was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then
definitely.
Look what he did.
Yeah.
And then he slept with all these.
Because I'm telling you, it's not about the looks, you know. Men just want something different. They don't care. Because usually the lovers or the mistresses are not as good looking as the wife, you know. But,
true.
You know.
That's true.
Well, maybe not usually, but many times they're not. But men just look for different, you know. They don't look for necessarily better.
Don't you think women do the same? You know,
probably.
What? It's like we get bored.
Yeah.
Damn it. Women get bored.
Yeah.
Men mix it
up. And they cheat too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Women do.
Yeah. All the time.
Well, yeah. A lot of the time.
Yeah.
More so than people, you know, people realize. They think it's just men.
Right.
But God, so many do. It's just, I don't know. I mean.
Yeah. I'm not getting attention at home. I want someone to pay attention to me. Blah, blah, blah.
Wow, you've been through that, huh, Sam?
I've been through it.
Speaking of that personally.
At 16, I was cheated on, man.
You were?
That killed me, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that affected how I looked at women for a long time, you know?
Really?
Yeah. I was really afraid to get attached and all that, you know?
That's
I thought,
scary.
What for? You know, it's pretty painful. But that's, so I'm pretty opposed to that. But, you know.
It hurts.
Then again.
It hurts. I think everybody's been through it.
Yeah.
You know? And to say that not everybody has it, I don't know. I mean, maybe not, but a lot of people have.
Yeah.
And it sucks. It kills you.
Yeah.
But
it really does, you know?
Yeah, I understand why. I you know, there's definitely, for me, I feel a little bit like that too because I've been cheated on.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's not a good feeling ever.
Yeah.
But I've also done the cheating.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've done both, and it sucks equally. I mean,
really?
I'm being honest. It sucks equally.
Yeah, because you have to live with the lie. And,
it's both of them are hard.
Right.
And I'm just, you know, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I have made many mistakes in my life. But you know what? I've learned a lot and from things that I've done, and I know that, you know, that's definitely something I don't ever want to do again.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
It's
like it hurts and you're hurting people and you have to live with lies. And, you know, it just makes it all so difficult.
It's
just
a huge mess.
Yeah.
I highly recommend not doing it. Just saying.
And you usually get caught too, you know. I mean.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
You do.
They all get caught.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I actually know a friend of a friend. she married this guy who she had an affair with. He was married. And then she was the mistress. And then they got married.
Right.
And they had kids. And now he's doing it again.
Really? Yeah.
And she's going crazy.
Yeah.
And it's like...
What did you think?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I hate to be that mean, but at the same time, I'm like, dude, you were the mistress.
Right.
Do you think that it would have stopped with you? I mean, I honestly think that she thought that. Like, she was the exception to the rule.
Right.
And not saying that she couldn't have been, because maybe she could have been. But honestly, Sam, like, I wouldn't be that. I don't know. I don't think I'd be that naive as to be like, you know what? He might be doing this again.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done it. You know, if someone does it once, I think they can do it again. It's a lot easier.
They can, or, you know, you can learn from
it. They have it in them to do it. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've learned from my mistakes, I have to say. Well, it wrecks you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people can learn, so I can't discount that people might make a mistake and learn from it and become better for that. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I mean... He didn't really lose anything. Like, he got a young, hot girl, and he married her, and then they had kids, and now he found another young, hot girl.
Right.
And it's going to keep going on.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't care enough.
No.
So, I mean, hey, whatever. Good for him.
Yeah.
He wants it. That's how he wants to live. It's just he's hurting a lot of people, obviously.
Yeah.
But
I know. Many people don't care. It's really a... when you cheat, it's really a selfish thing, obviously.
Oh, Yeah. Oh, I completely agree with that. I found that article that you were talking about, the IMF guy.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever his name is, I don't even know.
Here,
Dominic.
I'll tell you in a minute. Dominic Strauss-Kahn.
Yeah. He they're comparing him to Roman Polanski.
Really?
Which I think is a little disturbing. Do you know the story of Roman Polanski, right?
Yes,
and how
I do.
Do you think he raped that girl?
I don't know. I mean, there's no indication. It's hard to know, you know? I mean, it just depends on what people say. You know, nobody was there. How can you know? How can you know?
But, like, her mom brought her there. It was a shoot, right? It was a shoot. And then he gave her wine. I think that's what the deal was.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole story. I'm kind of paraphrasing. So if somebody knows it, let us know. But
she was 13 years old, huh?
Yeah, she was 13.
Yeah.
And her mom knew about this. And her mom dropped her off for this photo shoot. And it was just the two of them. And then he gave her wine. And then, I don't know. But then it came out years later, right? It didn't come out right away. Isn't that correct?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Okay.
I just know that he was accused of molesting a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
He fled the country. And
he hasn't come back.
No.
Because he'll get arrested.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But then he says he's innocent.
He does. And the woman that was the girl says that she, you know, she doesn't feel anything against him or anything anymore.
Right.
So she says they should leave him alone. I recall her saying that.
Yeah, I don't, because she's how old now? 40s? 50s?
Probably, yeah,
something
probably,
like that.
Yeah.
Because he's, what, like 70, 80?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's older. I don't know. Anyway, they're just comparing him to Roman Polanski. I'm like, what? Wow. Well, you know what? I don't want to say. I mean, whatever. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah. Who goes chasing after a woman down the hallway?
Right.
You know?
You're that horny? Like... For him to have sex with her?
Yeah.
And I mean, hire a hooker.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, yeah. And if she tells you no and she runs away, you might as well get the idea.
Right.
You
don't
know?
Go chasing after you, you retard. Like, come on. Hire a hooker then.
Yeah.
Pay for sex.
But that's the thing. I think because of his power, he couldn't believe that she's running away from him. So he probably wanted to catch up with her and like, wait a minute, you know?
Oh,
nobody
God,
runs
makes...
away from me.
That makes me nauseous. I wonder if he was going to, like, hurt her, like, physically with that.
Who knows?
It says, okay, so he's being against two counts of first-degree criminal sexual act, one count of first-degree attempted rape, one count of first-degree sexual abuse, one count of second-degree unlawful imprisonment, one count of forcible touching, and one count of third-degree sexual abuse.
Wow.
Holy hell.
He did a lot, huh?
Holy Jesus. I mean, come on. You got to know at some point that this is going to come out.
Yeah.
And his bail amount is $1 million. He'll get out. Somebody will bail him out.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not the point. The point is they're afraid he's going to flee, so I don't think they're going to release him.
Oh, is that what they're afraid of?
Yeah.
Because he's going to go to France? Is that what it is?
Yeah, probably, or somewhere else. But his wife says, I do not believe for one second the accusations brought against my husband. I have no doubt about his innocence. I have no doubt his innocence will be established.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, maybe. I mean, maybe she believes it. Maybe she had to say it. Who knows? God, I feel bad. Like, as the wife.
Yeah. What,
again, we had this talk. Remember with the BTK whatever killer?
Yeah.
That our awesome listener out there corrected us because yeah. I was so wrong. No, I mean, what would you feel if you were the wife?
Right. Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden you're hearing about this and you're like, holy hell.
Well, I'm sure she knows her husband. You know, I mean, I'm sure she knows him very well.
Yeah. I mean, yes and no. How well do you know
him? You know,
anybody,
you live
really?
With someone for so many years, you know. You might know he's got a roving eye or whatever.
Yeah, but okay, hold on. I'm going to bring up a point here, and then we can stop talking about Sam. But the killer, the BTK killer, I mean, she lived with him for how many years? She had a family, and she never knew.
Right.
That he was a serial killer.
Yeah.
He killed, I don't even know how many women. Like, I think, I agree with you to a point, though, because usually you do, if you live with somebody, you know, but it's like, they can have this complete other side where they
That's
compartmentalize,
true. Yeah.
Go murder people, go have sex with people, and come back and lie next to you and let it be okay.
Right. Yeah. Well, I accept that.
Well, thank you.
I'll give you that one.
Thank you, Sam. Okay, I'm done. I can stop. I can stop now.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for agreeing with me. So Friday.
Yeah.
I got hypnotized.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I sure did.
So how did it feel? I mean, did you feel relaxed and everything?
Okay, or? So we're going to have him on this week, I think Wednesday.
Okay.
And he's going to play just a couple of clips of it. And okay. He was right. You all listeners would be bored out of your minds.
Yeah, because, I mean, hypnosis is not something interesting to watch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But so I was a little like, okay, you know I'm into that spiritual stuff. I meditate, the whole thing.
Right.
Well, I was like, I don't know, this is kind of weird. I don't know if I'm comfortable. And then I just said, you know what? I'm here for a reason. I said I was going to do this. I'm just going to go with it.
Right.
Within like a minute of him talking, I felt myself go under, like completely
really?
Out of my body. Uh-huh. And now I've had out of body experiences, maybe because of my meditation, I can do it easily. I don't know, but I just went with it. I think it's a mindset too. I think if you're not skeptical, if you just let yourself go, I think it's a little bit easier.
Right.
And I did, and I let myself go.
Uh-huh.
And I went in, and it was crazy. We'll talk about it more on Wednesday. I don't want to give too much away. I felt like I was under for 5 minutes. I was under for an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's what they say, huh?
It was.
Yeah.
And I can say this. The moment that he started bringing me back into my body and I woke up, my body felt like a truck had hit it. Like I couldn't even move for 2 minutes. My body was so heavy, I couldn't even believe it.
How interesting.
And he's like, oh, that's normal. Like when you go out of your body and you're just energy,
right.
And you see how light you are and there's no
limitations. Is that what you think happens?
Yeah. Well, I think, but
yeah.
I could be totally wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was my experience.
Well, you're definitely wrong. I know for a fact it's not
you.
Possible.
I love you. Well, then, okay, Sam.
No, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
I mean, that was my experience.
Yeah.
So I really, you know, to be honest, I don't think that everybody's experience is different.
Right.
So, somebody can experience something completely different than I.
Right.
But that was mine. And I felt like, you know, because I don't believe in time and space as far as in the spiritual world. In the physical world, I do. So
right.
This is the physical world. Okay.
Okay.
So in the spiritual world, I don't believe there's time and space. So I feel that these bodies we're not in them when we're in the spiritual world, obviously. So I feel that we're all energy. So
yeah.
For me, when I came back into my body, it was the weirdest. I have never felt like that in my life. I could not move my entire, not even my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to sit there for 2 minutes until I was like, I slowly started moving it.
Right.
It was so,
jeez.
it was cool.
Yeah,
we'll talk
so
about
you enjoyed
it.
It was a pleasant experience for you?
It was. It really, really was. I have never been so relaxed in my entire life.
Right. Now, did you remember things that he asked you and what you said and things like that?
Some. Not everything.
No, huh?
But we had to go over a couple things. But yeah,
right.
Some I did.
Yeah.
Because people think that you're out, that you don't remember, but you're really aware of everything.
Right.
It's just your subconscious coming out.
Exactly. And you don't really feel like doing anything. You don't want to move your body or anything. You just...
Right. Yeah. You just lay... I mean, literally, you'll hear on the tape, because we're going to play some clips of it, my speech is so relaxed and so, like, you'll be like, oh my God, this is so boring to listen to, because I'm talking so slow and quiet, and it takes me a long time to say something.
Right.
Because I was not... like aware, you're not really in your conscious, you're in your subconscious. So it's like it's so weird.
Yeah.
But it was, I have to say, it was cool. I definitely would do it again.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it might not be for everybody, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I did get to see my grandma and my grandpa and my dog India.
Really?
That was pretty awesome. We'll talk about that on Wednesday. Oh, I don't want to give too much away.
What has happened to you?
You know that I'm bizarre, Sam. You know I'm way
out. I didn't know what
there.
I was getting into here.
Come on, it's fun.
So did he do your past life regression and things like that?
He did we went into one past life.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, we went into my higher self, which is, the higher self is like your soul, the truth of all of us, you know.
Right.
That was probably the most fun experience for me, was that my higher self, and that's where I saw my grandma and my grandpa in India.
What?
And then I was like crying.
Really?
And only because I saw that they were happy, and that made me happy.
Yeah.
That's why I was crying. It was cool. You can make fun of me on Wednesday, Sam. Go
I'm
for it.
I'm not gonna make fun of you,
okay.
But you know, I
it was great.
It's funny.
It is kind of, I mean, it's bizarre telling, like, I called up my mom and I was like, Mom, guess what? I talked to Grandma and Grandpa. And she goes, oh, that's good. And I was like, no, not because I have one set of grandparents alive.
Right.
And I was like, not them, not Grandma May and Grandma Tony, Mom. I talked to your parents, the ones that have passed. And she goes, what? And I tell her, and I think she's so sweet that I think she went with it, you know, but I think part of her was like, who the F is this person? This is my daughter. She's crazy. Seriously. But she was very kind about it. She's like, that's great. Well, she goes, this is what she says. Well, tell them I said hi next time. I was like, okay, Mom.
She humored you.
She did. She was so kind about it. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll tell them.
Yeah.
It's just really, no, I was like, that's all you want to say to your parents that you miss? Tell them I said hi. It's exactly what she said.
Because obviously,
like,
she believed you.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. She was like, you are nuts. You are out of your mind. This is my daughter. So this is why I kind of keep it to myself with this stuff. I mean, I'll share with you guys. You guys all think I'm crazy, but, you know. So we'll talk about it on Wednesday when Randy comes in.
Yeah.
We can talk about his book and, you know. But you said you wanted to do it, right?
Do what?
Hypnotize?
I got hypnotized once.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I liked it. Yeah, and to me also, it seemed like it was 10 minutes. It was an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Would you do it again?
But, yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, I didn't do a, you know, regression or anything of that, like that. You know, it was sort of like she was going to say some things, and subconsciously, you know, I was to believe them and things like that, you know. Sort of like to improve your outlook on life and,
gotcha.
You know,
okay.
Your self-confidence and so forth, you know.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. There's different kinds of it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Some people can heal smoking.
Yeah.
I told a friend of mine, and he said there was this hypnotist in India that just cured just people that smoke.
Really?
And he had two friends that were heavy smokers that smoked all day long,
uh-huh.
Went to this woman. She hypnotized them. They, from that moment, never touched a cigarette again.
Hmm. I need to find someone like that, huh?
Why? You smoke, that's right.
I do smoke.
Yeah. I'm sorry, should I not say that?
Why?
Oh, I don't know. You looked like that.
No, I talk about it all the time.
Okay.
I'm not proud of it, but...
How long have you been smoking?
A long time.
Have you?
Yeah, off and on, yeah. I mean, there were a few years, you know, that I would take breaks, you know, get into working out and health and that. But it never lasts, you know.
Always
go
back. Just smoke. Yeah. What are you addicted to? Because there's different things that people...
Yeah.
Excuse me.
The whole thing.
Everything. The taste.
The nicotine, the taste, the act itself. Yeah.
Yeah. I know somebody who is addicted to the...
in your mouth type of thing.
Oral fixation.
The oral fixation.
It was a woman. What does that say about her? Not me. I'm not talking about me. I don't smoke.
No.
I don't like cigarettes. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not... But I love the... I can't
the
even,
smell of no. when you light a cigarette. You already told us
oh,
that.
Look
yeah.
at you. You remember.
You see, I remember.
You don't remember most things.
No, I don't. I remember that.
Yes, I did. I did say it on there. I love that smell.
Yeah.
Just the first, freshly lit, and then the rest I'd want to throw up. Now, do you smoke in your house?
No, okay. I don't smoke indoors anywhere, not even
That's
in my
great.
Car. No, I hate the smell of smoke, you know? I mean, I only smoke outside.
That's great, though. Yeah. So then you don't smell like it.
No, not that much, yeah, but at least my environment doesn't smell like it.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because I can't stand it. I mean, to get into a car that's smoky or smells like smoke, come on, you know?
It's so bad.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I'm like a weird smoker in that way, you know? I mean, I'll, like, you know, pull over to a Starbucks to have a cigarette rather than smoke in the car, you know.
Oh.
But now you can't do it at Starbucks either.
Oh, that's right. 10 feet, right?
Yeah. 10
Jesus,
feet. I don't know what it is.
Feet.
All I can tell you is they lost a lot of customers that way because there's a Starbucks here that people would sit outside all the time and smoke. Because, you know, Europeans, that's kind of like a lifestyle, you know.
They smoke and
sit
drink
at
coffee.
The cafe and, yeah, and,
yeah,
and smoke and stuff. So, but now you can't do it anymore. You know, so that place is empty now.
And, you know, I have to say, as a non-smoker, mm-hmm. I don't know if I agree or disagree with it. Because
yeah.
I can see both sides.
Oh, yeah, I can
I would
too.
Be upset
Listen.
If I was a smoker. And
yeah.
then, but at the same time, like, I don't like sitting by smoke, but then I'm going to a restaurant, I'm eating out.
Right.
And I know that that's a possibility.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell somebody how to live their life if they want to smoke. Good for them.
Yeah,
but
I don't think around food you should be able to. You know, like in restaurants and stuff,
yeah.
even outdoors. It's not a good thing. I mean, I'll get up and, you know, go
yeah.
to the parking lot or something and smoke.
But coffee know. Shops is a little, yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. I agree
I
with
know.
That.
Controversial, but the thing is that I'm totally for not exposing people to smoke who are not smokers, you know.
That's nice
it's just,
do.
Yeah, I mean, you're just forcing it on other people. I don't think it's right.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
All right, Stephanie.
All right, Sammy.
Thank you for joining me this morning.
I love that you think that I wasn't going to show up.
No, I didn't think that.
I know. I'm kidding.
I'm just grateful.
Thank you, Sammy, and
okay.
me as well.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, guys.
See you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.